Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of the East, what do we call this, South Weird Wind down here, blowing into Fisherman's Landing here in Point Loma. I hope it's not true that the wind from the south officially shut their mouth. Hope that's not true today.
It won't be.
Because it's blowing. Because there's biting.
That was only the previous time.
The previous time.
They're fine.
Yeah, for sure.
It's happening.
Captain Bruce Smith from East County Bait and Tackle and Bass Fisherman. He's got his own bass fishing podcast here. He's a guide on the city. You mostly on the city lakes, Bruce?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Local lakes.
What's your favorite lake?
El Cap. Yeah. It was Hodges. Even though it's just the fish are so big in Hodges, but you know you can't launch in Hodges anymore.
You can't.
No, they drew the water down. They're working on the dam.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's
going to be like 10 years, but they allow float tubes and kayaks still.
Yeah.
And but right now El Cap for sure.
Yeah, El Cap's your spot.
Yeah, big fish in there.
You know every fish by name?
Oh man, I know every rock pile by name.
and there's
a lot of fish in there.
And you can dial in your clients and help them improve their bass fishing skills.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And we're giving away quite a giveaway here today.
Yeah, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter are going to win a $100 gift card to ECBT, an awesome prize. And like you say, can't give that place enough good accolades. I love it. I shop there all the time. It's my neighborhood tackle store. And, you know, even owning a tackle shop, like all the time, you know how it is. You need to grab something for the morning. The boys are great. Yeah, I love it.
I had no idea it was like 70 or 80% freshwater stuff.
I
mean, you have a lot of saltwater stuff, but I had no idea it was that much.
I was going to say, don't let that scare you away, though.
No,
if you're a guy in East County, like everything you need to go, and all the night jigs and the right size hooks and poppers and all that kind of like
leader material,
everything that's right is there. You know what I mean?
It shows you
hooks, all that.
It shows you how much you need for saltwater is not that much compared to what you need for freshwater, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, going on a long range trip, boy, you got to use a lot of stuff, it seems like.
Yeah.
And again, it's as complicated as you want to make it.
Right.
So, you know, you can go out with a package of 94 150s and numbers size 10 and catch just as many as a guy with a huge tackle box.
Yeah.
With everything. But the bass fishing, it can be complicated.
It's more technical.
There you go.
Technical.
More technical.
I always crack up because you'd see a long range trip go, and a guy would have a tackle box that like literally needed a forklift and like four guys. To load it on the boat. And then then you'd see a guy like Stosko with like a box that he got a shoe box. And there's like a four sizes of hooks and two spools of fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And three Wahoo bombs. Yeah. I'm good for my 16 day. The other one has a grinder inside of it to like redo hooks, and it's all those things.
Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report today, and our fishdope.com report sponsored by our friends from Norisk Lithium Batteries, designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check NoriskLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine, both in their Anaheim and Lakeside locations, for Norisk Lithium batteries. We're going to start off our catch report this morning, our fishdope.com, with Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bruce. Great show. Mark. Fun stuff. So I hope everybody had a good safe and sane 4th of July holiday there, midsummer holiday. It's always a blast. But, man, with the calm weather and the hot weather inland, oh, my God, it's crowded. It's heard some interesting stories here the past few days. But a lot of good fishing to be had. And what we didn't get, unfortunately, is what used to be our traditional start to albacore season. You know, it was always that we waited for the 4th of July to get things rolling. But, you know, maybe one day, who knows. But plenty of other stuff, fun stuff around. So starting close to home, finally starting to see a major uptick in the local fishing. The warmer water, cleaner water, better conditions throughout. The local bass fishing is really getting going. Really kind of started a couple weeks back. And the area is spread from the east end of the horseshoe down to across the traditional Huntington Beach spots, a mix of both calico bass and sand bass. But it's a sand bass gathering up that's starting to get a little bit interesting. We're not seeing the huge schools like we used to. But it looks like we're going to see some. And a little bit of barracuda mixed in with it, legal barracuda. So it's been fun fishing for the private guys fishing local here. At the islands, out there at Nick, you know, nothing really specific this week to Nick. Santa Barbara Island, the little island, continues to please. I love that spot. But yellows and sea bass both around that one. Catalina, you know, again, holiday weekend with hot weather inland. Just absolutely crazy crowded. It's literally impossible to fish on holiday weekends like this because you got, you know, you're trying to fish your spot and you got sailboats and jet skis and every moron known to man cutting across, and it's just brutal. But the water's in pretty good shape. Conditions are good, and there's a lot of fish around. We just need the crowd to thin out. More squid showed up on the backside. More squid means more yellows and sea bass. Better area there is backside middle, and yellows are scattered up and down the almost all over, but quite a bit on the front side here right now also. But, again, got to get all the people out of there. Already, lots of yellows around. There's some in the cove on the squid grounds. And then quite a bit up the front. There's some nice schools up the front breezing around. Sometimes they decide to bite. Guys get some really good scores. And the bass fishing over there, calico bass fishing, is just absolutely incredible. And then offshore, now, of course, we got that bluefin tuna. Two areas there. One's kind of between Nick and the west end of Clementi, around the 7-Eleven like that. That's kind of the big fish zone. And there's definitely some good fishing for big ones for the guys that can deal with the weather. It's been a little choppy and got the proper tackle up there. And then the other areas, the other direction, kind of between the 371 out toward the knoll there down below the border. And those are a little more catchable size in there. But quite a bit of that around. And then along with that, this is kind of going to be breaking news, I guess. You know, the Kelpatty yellowtail fishing is getting a little bit better. One of the boats off Dana Point actually shot a little video of a Dorado swimming around underneath a kelp, I think it was yesterday. So that's really good news. Very early to see a Dorado. And we got the occasional marlin starting to trickle into the area, too. So we got big changes here this week. You know, the water's really warming and cleaning and starting to kind of look like we're going to have a hell of a season, and definitely time to go fishing, guys.
How cool was seeing that, like you say, I mean, it's obviously just a brief preview of things to come, but it sure made you feel good this early in the year seeing that video of that Dorado swimming around in that kelp and, you know, in a local zone like that, and good fishing to be had. Well,
water conditions are nice right now.
Yeah, that
in
was
a certain spot.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was a cool video. That looked like, you know, that looked like somewhere way down south with a big kelp and bait swimming around and blue water and that thing all lit up. That was really cool, Mark.
Yeah. That I was struck by how clean that water is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the real deal offshore water. And this is, you know, 4th of July weekend. That, to me, feels a little early for Dorado. So, you know, with a lot of that offshore water shot up like 5 degrees in many places over the last week to 2 weeks. So, change is coming, guys.
When the switch is on, it's just on. You know, like Pete, you said at the beginning of the show, the bluefin bit offshore, the calico bass bit on the beach. There's fishing up there. There's Fort Bragg albacore caught, you know, these last few days. Like, it just, when the switch is on everywhere, it sure seems to be on.
I took the inaugural voyage on the Steiger craft yesterday to the Coronado Islands. And
oh, boy.
Your bait tank worked great, Mark. It was pretty awesome. But the water was super clean in a lot of spots there. I mean, it's streaky still, but, I mean, it was like purple blue in some spots.
Yeah.
72 degrees, beautiful. Yellows were biting, and they're
big fish, man. I got rocked so bad. It was like there's 30, 40 pounders out there.
Yeah.
San Diego whopped them yesterday, and Mission Bell whopped them. Yeah. But I have never seen so many boats in my life in one concentrated little area. Right. I feel so.
Fourth of July weekend,
dude. I will never do that again. I am not that guy. I am not that guy that's going to get them in the middle of that cluster. I am not. And that's where the fish were. They were surrounded around the middle grounds there, and they were kind of focused right on this. All the sport boats, everybody was just focused on it. Just wasn't that guy. So I was kind of fishing the perimeters. We went one for three on in a spot that was way far away from everybody else. But we hooked some fish. But the calico bass fishing was off the charts. But I got to say, that Steiger craft is pretty exceptional.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty amazing boat to run that Yamaha outboard, the Yamaha 300.
Mm-hmm.
What a beast that thing is, man. People were saying, oh, no, you're going to need two engines on that thing. I don't need two engines. That 300 is plenty of power. Yeah. You have one of those. They're
I think
they're
it's the
beast.
Best motor Yamaha's made.
And awesome. I will say the Raymarine stuff that I put on there, the new Raymarine Axioms, unbelievable.
That's cool.
I can't wait to learn more about them because I don't know enough about it, but I was blown away
electronics
by what I was seeing.
Electronics just change so fast, and even if you have a brand new, whatever, the top of the line, you know, insert your favorite brand here, 3 years goes by or 5 years goes by, it's still, what you have still works great, but it's amazing what comes
new
out. You know
technology.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's cool.
But yeah, so Mark, lots of good water conditions and time to go fishing, right?
It's definitely time to go fish. You sound excited, Pete. You must have just had a good time on that boat.
Yeah, we did a half day. We just went out. We left the dock at 7 and got home. We were at the dock home at 4, at 1 in the afternoon because I had a thing I had to go to last night. But we only did like 4 hours there.
Perfect.
So it's just fun. Just quick in, quick out.
Beautiful.
Right? It was good. So, but fishdope.com, you know, Danny and the boys has all the offshore, inshore, everything about it. It's fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, the corner of Boca Chica and Edinger. And phone numbers at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. I'm guessing we're going to have some pretty good stuff to talk about for next week's show. It's just, man, I can just feel it coming.
I think
go fishing, guys. Time to go fishing.
Get out there.
Well said. And speaking of great fishing, I know it happened all week this week, and that's over at C4 Sport Fishing. And we got our buddy Marcos on the line this morning. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Everything's good here, buddy. I you know, we've been watching along. This was a very good week, it looked like, a fishing over at Seaforth.
I think it was, you know how good fishing was. I just heard that I hear Pete went fishing, and fishing did not shut off.
No, how about that, huh?
That means
San Diego whipped him yesterday.
Yeah, that was some good fishing. San Diego down the island.
Hey,
yeah, I mean,
two in a row because Kingfisher. We had great weather, so yeah, I'm on a roll here, Marcos.
The San Diego English, thank you. Yeah, so very good. Like you said, very good fishing at the island. There, San Diego had a private charter. The San Diego Anglers went down there. Good yellowtail, barracuda, bass. And again, probably for like the third or fourth week in a row, probably our most consistent trip has been that twilight. And it's finally good to, you know, it's like I said, that trip's getting out there consistently, and that local fishing is pretty solid. Last night, New Seaforth had two yellowtail on their twilight trip, and these were big fish. These were like in the 30-pound range. They had three barracuda, released a bunch of shorts, about 50 shorts, had 77 calico bass, released a bunch there, a couple sand bass in the mix. Half day in the morning and afternoon, very similar. Barracuda, bass, yellowtail in the mix here and there. Yesterday morning, they actually had two halibut in the mix there also. So very good fishing locally. And that's been going on for a while now, and I think people are finally starting to catch on because it's with school out and the weather getting nice and fishing good, those trips are starting to fill up pretty quick. So definitely check the website for those half days, morning, afternoon, and just about every day twilight. And double check that because there are going to be a couple days here and there we might not have one of those trips due to charters. The full day trips, a little tougher fishing, but there's definitely some good fish in the mix there. Like I said yesterday, San Diego Islands had some yellowtail, a little bit of barracuda and bass. Offshore, still picking away at the bluefin, seeing some bonito on the mix there and some big bonito in the mix. The one day, day and a half longer trips, again, looking at that bluefin. And there's definitely some big bluefin in there, too. They're not all 25-pounders. They're a good 100 to 180-pound in the mix also. And as a matter of fact, we had a report from the Tribune just a little while ago this morning. They start off the morning with 12 bluefin tuna on there, start off their day and a half. Polaris on their trip, they had 28 and, or excuse me, they had 63 to start off the trip with 28 of them over 100 pounds. So nice mix of fish all around. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. It has us half days, full days, one days and longer, some great weather. Great time to get out there and go fishing.
Marcos, did you say that report from Aliar on the Supreme was 63 fish with 28 over 100?
Jeez.
That is correct. They start off their trip, and they're a three-day or a four-day. And he started off with 63 bluefin.
Bruce,
so,
how many 16 days did you run over your career fishing long range? Of, 63 fish with 28 of them being over 100. It's an epic clarion trip. You know what I mean? Not a day. That's a great trip.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
and he's fishing within 100 miles of home.
It was day one of a three-day. You know what I mean?
It's different now.
For now. So take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That is exactly right. We saw this in the early 1900, 1906. They went away.
Yeah.
You know? But it's good now.
Here's an interesting side note, Marcos. You'll be interested. Next Saturday, we're going to have Michael Folks from Inside Sports
awesome.
Coming on.
Wealth
and
of information.
He is getting ready to release his epic journal about the history of sport fishing in Southern California, which will include a lot of that stuff that you're talking about there, that 1906 bluefin tuna stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
an interesting
show.
I'm excited.
Here on Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday, 7 to 9. So, yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Marcos, certainly some fantastic fishing. So stoked to hear the Twilight doing so good and the bass fishing up and down the beach and offshore fishing continuing. If somebody wants to grab a spot, that's the best way to do it.
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule is up there for all those trips. You can make reservations online from the half day to the twilight to the 2 and 3 day trips that are scheduled later in the season there. And you can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to have you guys come down and visit us in person, get your gear all set up to get out there on that fishing trip, get a burrito or a burger next door, and get out there and catch some fish.
Awesome. Man, sounds so killer, Marcos. Appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. All right, now we're going to head on down to Cedro Sport Fishing, talk to our great friend Rosie. Rosie, sounds like there was some extreme highs, some tough to go along with it, some quality over quantity. Sounds like another really fun week at Cedro's.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, Tommy P, I believe he's going to call in a little later today or maybe even tomorrow. And I don't want to spoil his up his sleeve for you guys. But, man, fishing, they had amazing fishing. And I'll let him talk about his trip. He had texted me every day. And literally every day he just said, stunning trip. Stunning trip. Stunning trip. So we'll let him talk about what he had going on. It was really great. But, you know, we had a few other people down there on your trip. You know, Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll took Sandra down there. And I think he was just surprised at how, I don't want to say easy the fishing is, but dang, how easy the fishing is down there. You know, his girlfriend Sandra caught her very first yellowtail. First yellowtail she's ever caught was 26 pounds.
Nice.
See how long it took me to get a 26-pound yellowtail?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good start. And then she hooked up to a 25-pound halibut. So, you know, that's pretty good there, too. But, you know, fishing continues to, it continues to be good. I mean, there's some days you have to work at it, but it does continue to be good. With the weather that we've had, we were able to get up to Punta Norte this last week, and a lot of guys have just been, you know, fishing all the way up and then drifting down the whole backside of the island and catching everything they can catch, from whitefish, halibut, white sea bass, to really nice yellowtail. So I think our high yellowtail this last week, I think it was a 42-pounder. We had a customer yesterday who's been fishing with us for a long time. Barbecue pitmaster Steph got his personal best, 38.2, and he told me not to forget the 2 because the 2 made it the his personal best, so 38.2-pound yellowtail. The weather this week looks really nice, so we have a lot of people that are looking to do the backside of the island and head on over to Chester's. So, yeah, continues to be great. We still have some openings on a few trips in August and September. And get on down there, you guys. Get on down.
Awesome, Rosie. Great report. Fantastic. We heard nothing but just the best things. We got to talk to Jeff yesterday, and he just said that your operation was so perfect and killer and what a great time they had. And, man, awesome report, Rosie. Look forward to hearing another great one next week.
All right, you guys. Have a great afternoon today.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie.
Appreciate that very much. That wraps up our catch report.
You got it, man. Today that's sponsored in part by our great friends, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the brand new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, phones are packed. Texts are packed up. Let's jump back around. They want to talk to Bruce.
Mark in Los Perros is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I want to talk about the 5 minutes of silence for Mike that the industry gave him yesterday.
Yeah.
Barbara and I just, funny thing is, I just came out of surgery from getting cancer cut out of my arm. And Barb and I, we faced the morgue for 5 minutes, and I really like, sorry, I'm a little emotional.
Sure. Some, of course, we're talking about Mike Keenan. Yeah, Mike Keenan passed away. Yeah,
and the Keenan family and the Greens, you know, they're top-notch. Mike, I fished with him, I worked with him, and I never once saw him yell. He'd get excited when the fish, you know, when fish were on, but what a gentleman. And people didn't know him that much because his boat was limited. And he's going to be sorely missed.
Well said, Mark. I mean, you said it best. You know, you were very lucky to get to fish with him. And, you know, you referenced it there at the beginning of your call. There was a, you know, there was like an industry-wide 5 minutes of silence yesterday at 5 o'clock. And all the boats that were fishing, you know, shut down for 5 minutes. And all of the landings, you know, we shut all our registers down for 5 minutes. And the phones turned off. And it was just a, it was like an industry-wide, you know, just a reflection period of thinking about what a great guy that was that we lost to our fishing family. And yeah, it was pretty special. And those are really nice words, Mark. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And I want to read a text here that goes in conjunction with that from Mike in Lakeside too. He says, because there's so much of this on the text here. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and of course Bruce. Our prayers and condolences go to Mike and his family. I was fortunate enough to fish with Mike on his boat, the Spirit of Adventure. Mike was an awesome skipper and person. He always had time to listen when asking for tips. You're giving him the best suggestions. My last trip with Captain Mike, I hooked a nice fish. He came out of the wheelhouse saying, "It looks like a nice one." He immediately came down on the deck and followed me while I was fighting it with encouragement and tips. It turned out to be a 49-pound albacore that once on deck dragged it to the stern and lifted it up and showed the anglers, saying that he's raised the bar. We were on a bluefin drift with albacore and mixed in and landed that day, and Mike is going to be very missed.
That's a rad story.
Yeah,
I love
for
that.
Sure. Lots of good story like that about Mike, for sure.
No doubt it.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning and the thoughts and prayers for Mike and his family.
Totally. Had another great text come through from John in Rancho San Diego. So nice to hear Bruce on the show. Could you give me your top two favorite San Diego County lakes for largemouth bass, both for getting bites and then also for catching a quality fish? Also, does ECBT sell crawdads and other live baits? That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
Well, as far as the live bait goes, yeah, we have live bait. We don't have any shiners right now, which is kind of funny. I even have it in my notes.
Why?
It's such a disappointment when people come in and we're like, no, they have shiners? No, we have shiners. It's spawning season.
Oh.
So nobody has shiners. Spawning for the shiners.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't get them?
No, they don't sell them.
Oh.
So they allow the big ones to spawn.
Oh, I see.
They die, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And so they have to allow the middle size. size middle class shiners to get
I
big.
I have no idea, really.
So we don't even get small ones right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay. So your shiners are like farm raised.
Yeah, they're all from Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah, it's the only place licensed to ship them into California.
Really?
Yeah, what a trip. I didn't know any of that. That's
any,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a period of about a month every year that we don't have shiners.
I didn't know that.
But we have crawdads, night crawlers, mealworms, and all the other stuff to go along with it.
I see it happening, it seems like, in other lakes and different areas where guys will dip net for bait, like Northern California and things like that. Is that legal here?
That is legal here.
Okay. It's just, is that a thing that people
for
do?
For whatever reason, we haven't been doing it. Like Casitas, Castella.
Exactly. Like that's what
they're super into it. Like Rich Tauber and those guys, Fred Clinshaw, those guys up there, the guides up there.
Yeah.
They dip net shad every day, and they're super good at it.
And that's legal.
Yeah. As long as you have the appropriate diameter hoop and the appropriate diameter mesh, you can scoop it.
Okay.
But no cast nets.
Uh-huh.
So, you can scoop it. And those guys are really good at it. We just haven't done that down here. We have shiners, so you kind of go buy shiners.
It's
just
like anything. You got Everingham Brothers in your backyard. It's a whole lot easier.
Yeah,
to...
they don't have shiners up there.
Yeah.
It's illegal. San Diego, that's another weird thing. San Diego County is the only place you can have shiners.
The only place you can have shiners.
In Southern California.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Like all those, like Riverside, L.A., no shiners. No live bait.
Why?
It has to do with quagga mussels.
Oh.
And having... bringing in water from another place into that lake.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, and invasive species. They don't want invasive species. Yeah. They could consider shiners uninvasive.
Yeah.
We've always had them, so we're allowed. We kind of ducked that, dodged that bullet.
In.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a trip.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, and as far as the favorite lakes go, we're getting bites.
Top two getting bites, Barrett, and top two getting big ones.
Barrett.
Okay. No doubt.
Can't go wrong with there. And right now, because it always changes, Otay is number one.
Okay.
Otay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of all the shad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
What's the difference between a shiner and a shad?
Well, they're two different fish. I mean, shiners are. I couldn't tell you the taxonomy.
But they look similar.
But like a Jack Smelt and an anchovy.
Okay. Right.
Two different fish, both bait fish. Same size.
Same size. Shiners are a little hardier. They live a little longer.
Are they?
Yeah, you can fish them. You can cast them out a couple different times, and they'll still be good. Shad are like trying to fish toilet paper. They're super delicate.
Oh, that's funny.
They die easy.
Yeah.
But they work good. If you can get them and put them in your live well, put them in your bait tank, you know, with a little dip net, boy, they shad are really good.
That's funny.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a whole lot more with Bruce. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
All
of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Well,
welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, Captain Bruce Smith. Lots of fun here from ECBT, talking guiding on the lakes and all the great fishing going on. Today's been a great show.
All right, so I want to review again, Bruce, your podcast.
Sure.
Again, you talk about the bass fishing.
Yeah. Tournament bass fishing,
tournament
a lot of it.
Bass fishing.
But we touch on all the different subjects of the San Diego lakes.
Yeah.
You know, so we're a locally based podcast. I'm trying to get it out there, of course, build the podcast.
Right.
But if
you're a bass fisherman.
San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast is what.
You just Google that, or you'd look on Spotify?
Yeah, just type in those words.
Or YouTube?
Yeah.
San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast.
Yeah.
Regular schedule yet?
And I tried to make it simple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's perfect. Is it once a week? Twice a week?
Twice a week. Tuesdays,
cool.
Thursdays, we release at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's ready to go when people wake up and listen to it on the way to work.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And you record it, of course.
Uh-huh.
And
it's all recorded.
Different guests, or you just kind of host it?
We have different guests every week. I do tournament recap on Tuesdays from the previous weekend.
Cool.
And you're the host.
Yeah, cool. I try to bring in the high placers of the tournament.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice.
And then on Thursdays, it's basically an interview. Like this,
yeah.
Kind of thing.
That's awesome.
So,
people on the phone, people in the
video.
It's a video,
so you can watch a video if you want. But it's just us talking.
Yeah.
But I bring in somebody. I use a hosting network to bring it in, and it's like Zoom, but I think it's a lot easier to use for the guys coming in. We sit there and we talk about bass fishing and how they've done and what their story is and where they're going, and I try to get a little tips and tricks out of them because they bring in the hammers, you know,
sure.
the guys that are finishing well in the tournament scene.
And so you video it.
We use our phones or computers or whatever. Yeah. But it's like a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Cool. That's great. And so, do you keep the podcast so you can listen to past episodes?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're all there.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah. Okay.
On both of them, Spotify and YouTube. You can go through all of them. I said there's 13 of them now.
Oh, great. And if somebody wants to go fishing with you, you do guiding.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can get a hold of me through Instagram, Facebook. It's all BAS Outdoors. My phone number's on there.
BAS Outdoors.
Yeah.
Bruce A. Smith.
Yep.
Yeah.
Outdoors. So you can get a hold of me there or, DM me, IM me, any of that.
How much is a day to go fishing with you?
On average, it's $450, which is...
That's it?
Well, yeah, I guess. It sounds like a lot to me.
Have you ever hired a guide in Montana or in Sierra?
It's
like $700.
It is.
You know what? Yeah. Go bluefin fish on a nice boat today?
Yeah.
There was a number of us, a handful of guys that got together, and we're like, oh, somebody's charging $600, and he's like, hey, you guys, you know, we all need to get on the same boat here, which is kind of the same thing I went through with the Fortune when I first bought it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you don't want to come in here and undercut everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the way it works.
Totally.
Like, Pat came over and is like, hey, you got to get on board and raise your prices so that we're all the same. You're offering the same services, and we're all doing the same. We're catching the same fish, so we all need to be on the same. And you want to make money, too, you know? You don't want to go out there and just not do it for free.
And that's like a full day?
That is a half a day. That's 6 hours.
Okay, which is enough, right?
So a full day would be $500. Actually, so we're kind of raising our prices here soon. But a full day would be $500, and that's $800.
Okay.
So $450 is 6 hours from 6 to noon.
Six to noon.
Yeah. And right now, you don't want to go out and pass anyway.
Which is kind of like, that's the trip, I would bet, right now.
We supply all the tackle, all the life-saving equipment, all the boat. And we have the electronics on the boat, and we're going to try to get you. So all the terminal tackle, that's all taken care of. You just have to get on the boat. We're going fishing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know,
you're going to learn. It's a learning experience.
It's an awesome outdoor experience, which I just had a father and son on last week, and he says, man, this is, you know, we're seeing bald eagles over here, and we're seeing deer.
Yeah.
And we're out here.
Totally.
Experiencing the whole thing.
So you take kids. Take like
He has a six-year-old son. They've been out with me a couple times. The first time we had shiners, thankfully.
Right.
This time we didn't have shiners, but we got the son. He landed seven fish on his own, fishing a worm.
That's so rad.
So, I mean, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
6 years old, seven bass to the boat.
Legit.
Felt the bite, set the hook.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Now he's hooked.
Yeah, oh yeah, we have a great time. I can't wait to have him out again.
Not that there's anything wrong with shiner fishing. It's a blast and fun, but like
it's a gateway.
Yeah, but now he's also got the skill set of going in and catching him with a worm, and like, he'll have that for the rest of his life, and like that'll just be the building block that builds and creates a lifetime of spending way too much money on fishing tackle and bass boats and electronics and trolling motors and spot locks and everything else.
All that stuff. Yeah. Hey, a great text here. John in Upland, he says, for Bruce, can you recommend a good trolling rod for trout? I've been fishing the same rod for over 50 years.
Trolling rod for trout.
Trolling rod. Now, where would you troll? Like at Crowley? You troll?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of guys that fish Crowley.
Like downriggers and trolling?
Downriggers and level wines.
So what would you use for something like that?
So I would use a casting rod for one thing and probably go with a level wine with a meter on it with a line counter on the reel so I know exactly how far. Or, which is popular nowadays with the bluefin guys, is the dyed spectra or a dyed braid so that you know exactly how much line's going out.
Yes.
And you know exactly where that lure is running or how deep it's running.
Like Powerpro Offshore, but they make one with the 10 feet versus 100 feet, right?
Depth hunter,
excuse me.
Yeah, and then the depth hunter offshore is at 100 foot mark.
Yeah, and then the regular depth hunter is every 25, so that would probably be a better choice for freshwater, you think?
Would think so.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of options like that, you know.
For sure. All right.
That's cool. Hey, I had a great text come through. Actually, you know what? We've got a phone call come through from Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. Hey, hi, John from Upland. I know you. So. Anyway, I got a general question. There used to be a program started a couple years back. It was a boater safety kind of course. You'd have to go online, and it started off with the younger age group would have to start it off first and get certified, and then it progressed to the older guys like us, you know. And I got into it with my fishing partner, my boating partner, and I told him just to blow it off. I think it's just BS myself. But is that program still in effect, and who enforces that?
Yeah, that's California Boaters Card, and you don't want to blow that off.
Yeah.
You will get a ticket without it. Everybody under the age of 50 right now.
No, it's 60 right now.
Oh, is it 60?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know, because I'm over 60 and I don't need it yet, but I'm going to need it, and everybody needs it in 2025. I just read the regulations. And so it's under 60. Everybody needs it now. And next, in 2020, January 1st, 2025, everybody needs it.
Right.
Including us old guys.
Unless you have Master Mariner credential from the Coast Guard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can get away with that.
Not everybody at the table needs one, is what you're saying.
Well, I have my own, and it's a deluxe version of it.
Exactly.
But you have to have it with you.
Oh,
so,
you do.
Yeah, you have it on the lake. So I carry mine anyway because I'm guiding, but he, so you can just Mariner credential. That surpasses the California Boaters Card. But everybody has to have a Boaters Card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're ticketing for it.
Yeah.
I understand they're cracking down now on it.
Oh, yeah. They will ticket for it.
Yeah. I guess I got to get one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're Ricky.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time. And I guess it's not an easy test, right? I mean,
I heard it's like a six-hour course.
Yeah, you got to, like, take the course online and then basically carve out a portion of your day to do it.
I think there's some rules of the road on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
in the long run, I hate regulations and telling words, but in the long run, you look at some of the craziness that goes on the water these days, it's probably a good thing.
It is.
Right? To have some sort of regulation. I know I was talking to Steve Pinard about it, and he's like all about it because he sees it all over there in Mission Bay.
I get it.
Right.
Oh, I know. And they just allow them to buy these huge boats that go 60 miles an hour.
Right.
And just here's the keys.
This go is the weekend it. You see all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a miracle that not more people are killed or injured on boats.
But it's a good
thing. Hopefully this will help stop that or reduce it.
Yeah. I have a 6 month old and a 2.5 year old. Let me just carve out an extra 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a bunch of those just laying around right now. No big deal. I'll just grab one of those extra six hours where I'm doing nothing. That sounds easy.
California boaters. Car. And that's on fresh or salt water, no matter where you're operating the boat in California.
I believe so. I'm just familiar with the lakes.
Yeah.
But, I'm sure it's on the bays, too. Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, for sure.
I thought this was a fun text. This question is for Bruce Smith. It's Luke from Dana Wharf Rod and Reel Club. Just one more time, can you share the details of the most amazing calico bass fight on boiler number 2 at San Clemente Island, 4-plus hours with fish to 10 pounds? Thanks for everything over the years, Luke Burson.
Well, it was that was pretty crazy. That was a very good day.
Was this on the Fortune?
It was on the Fortune. They do a 2 day with me every year, or they did.
Yeah.
And the previous day we were out at Tanner Bank and just smoked the one anchor job, yellowtail, bluefin, just awesome. Came in for the second day because they're a calico group. They love calico fishing. They charter the Thunderbird multiple times a year just to go calico fishing.
And, no matter what else is going on.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter. And, you could be catching 100-pound bluefin. They won a 5-pound calico. So, anyway, we went into boiler number 2. I had been fishing it for a couple weeks previous. But when you put that caliber of fishermen on the boat, you just have to get them close, and they catch them.
Right.
And we had, so this is all catch and release, obviously. But we had well in excess of 500 over the rail. And we had two... We had 110, we had 2 9s,
mackerel.
We had
you're talking calico bass now.
All in the same afternoon. All in the same day. We went through all of our sardines. We had 2 tanks of squid, so we had to switch them over to squid, which kind of put a lull in the action. Mm-hmm. And because they were all about sardines at that point of day.
They were fired up, and they were biting and chasing them around.
So we had to switch over to squid, but we got them switched over to squid, not moving the boat. And then it went all the way into dark. So it was in excess of 500, probably 570 calico bass that came over the rail. And, the really big one was a 10-pounder, 2 9s. And it goes down from there. We probably caught 20 over 7 that day.
Oh, my God.
And they're
20
really good.
Over 7.
Yeah, they're really good about measuring them and weighing them.
Yeah, those are legitimate ones.
So we knew. Yeah, we knew exactly
real
how many.
Deal.
Because everything mattered for the club that they're in and points and things like that. So you didn't just hold one up and say, oh, that's probably six and chuck it over.
No, it's all measured and weighed, all on the same scale, all in the same, girth, measures, length, all that. So they're super into it.
I love
having those guys on the boat just because, like I said, they're such a good caliber of angler, and they all work together. They have their names written on the back of their hats so that when they're winding fish in, the deckhand knows.
The crew member can say
hey,
Bruce, let me help you with this. Yeah,
yep.
That's awesome.
It's a great, super good club.
Cool. Hey, great text here from Scott. He says, hey, Bruce, this is Scott. I met you the other day. I'm looking forward to setting up a forward-facing sonar lesson trip. My question is, do you prefer fishing the morning bite or the afternoon-evening bite? Do you have a favorite bait to throw at the breakers in Otay?
At Otay. At Otay?
Yeah.
So
I'm guessing breakers
the morning,
is a spot at Otay.
Well, no, it's what the fish are doing right now.
The freshwater fish.
Okay,
all right.
So right now it's in the morning, for sure. There's a little bit of an afternoon deal, but for the most part, it's been in the morning. And for me lately, it's been a jig head minnow.
A jig head minnow.
Yeah, and it's just a sonar minnow made by Yum Bait Company, and it's a kind of a generic thing, and you put it on a tungsten jig head, either 1/8 ounce or 1/4 ounce, and it gives you enough weight to fire it into the breakers, which could be far away. And then snap it through the breakers. So that's what I've been doing lately. Now, you can use, there's a handful of things, and I'll usually have like five rods set up because they will want one thing or another. Like they'll want either a small cast master or a jig para or a jig head minnow or no, or just a fly line sonar minnow, which is just a little rubber fish with no weight at all.
Wow.
And they're all rigged up with like 5 to 6 pound test, maybe 7.
And is it big fish in there too?
Up to 5 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, right now that's breaking on,
right,
that's pushing shad around, yeah, it's like 2.5 to 5 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good
fun
grade.
Fun fishing.
Corey, it's good grade.
Corey makes a 2.5 inch skinny swim bait. That's like my favorite thing.
The secret bait.
Yeah, I love
it. We call it the secret
bait. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
So, but yeah, I met Scott the other day. In fact, it's funny, he called in this morning. That's
forward facing sonar, everybody wants to know how to dial it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to know, right?
Yep. It's like I said, it's a learning curve, you know.
Yeah,
getting that accuracy, getting it inside that beam, and then seeing the lure drop down to the fish that you've targeted. That's the thing.
Yeah, for sure. You have a good one, huh?
Dude, for sure. Kevin Bruce, can you talk a little bit about A rigs for bass? Do they really work? It seems like a spreader bar or a dredge from offshore, but in castable form. I love the looks of it, but I've never fished it. That's from John in Huntington Beach.
Oh yeah, I mean that's A rigs are a huge player in the wintertime. For the most part, in the summer they don't really work that much. You get a lot of followers on
fishing.
Yeah, fresh water, and you're allowed 3 hooks on them in California. Most of the guys have 5 or 6 spreader bars, and the reason I'm super into A-rigs is because I make all my own and I kind of sell them too to my friends and whatever. So because I had such a deal with Wahoo, I knew how to bend wire.
Exactly.
Oh.
So it was like just a natural thing for me to just go in and start making A-rigs and bending wire and single strand and whatever. So it's a huge player. Like I've won more money on A rigs than anything else.
Really?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And
you put 3 hooks on and then 2 artificials, or like
so three artificials. Actually, you can put 6 artificials on there with no hooks if you want.
Yeah.
But you can only have 3 hooks. So I have jig heads with the hooks, and it rotates the and comes through the water properly, and then no weight on the top, and you match up the size of the baits. You know, you use all 2.8 Kitex or whatever, so they're the same size, same color basically. And then the reason I started making them was so that I could go fish San Vicente and not worry about having breaking them off
when you snag one up.
Yes.
Not if, but
no,
when.
No, because you are going to snag that whole bicycle freaking rim of baits, you know, spokes out there. You're going to snag it. So you have to go into the mindset that you have to fish it in.
Sure.
And one of the things that I was told that I guess I fish it differently than everybody else is I fish it more like a spinner bait, and I don't fish great big chandeliers. I fish smaller A-rigs with a 6 wire, but they're not huge in circumference.
Yeah, tight little pack of baits.
So that I can throw it into the sticks and I can throw it into the rocks in shallow water. You can fish them in 2 feet, you can fish them in 20 feet, and everything in between. But you gotta get out of the mindset of I'm going to lose $25 if I break this off, you know, and you got to go in there.
You just got to go for it.
Yeah. You got to go fishing with
it.
That's
cool. Hey, real quick, Greg in Playa del Rey says, great show. Yellowtail question, please describe the ideal yo-yo setup, rod, reel, and leader to maximize your shot at a big fish. Right, Bruce, you remember all that stuff.
Oh, I do, and you know, but I'm from this guy. It's totally different now. It's totally different. I should probably let Rick this, but
no,
I'm all about narrow 4.0s, you know, and 50-pound. Narrow 4.0 with 50-pound, which is, this pen even still make the Baja
special.
I love that reel.
Yeah.
And when it came out, it never sold any, and it was just, it kind of came out too late.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly
there was all these other Shimano, Talikas, and Trinidads coming out that just surpassed it. But that reel is such a workhorse.
Yeah.
And cheap. And load it with 50-pound, 6X Junior. I've always been a
6X
tallest
junior
guy.
Yeah.
And tied straight to the 50
hasn't
pound.
Changed too much, right, Rick?
No.
6X Junior for yo-yo fishing or yo-yo 4 or whatever. And
just you want
get it to the bottom and wind back fast.
Yeah.
And I fished a lot with the 64 series.
Mm-hmm.
like a 6465
Calstar.
XH. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Calstar, but it was Sabre back in the days. Yeah. I collected Sabres, so I was all a Sabre guy, which were a little softer than Calstars, and but you know Calstar came from Sabre or whatever. But anyway,
but they still make a 6460, right?
Absolutely,
yeah, sure. Yeah, they still make them.
Absolutely,
so, yeah. There you go.
All right, hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's got themselves $100 to spend at ECBT. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way at the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, San Diego, Cellathon means big savings, great selection, and only 6 days to save. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through July 8th and get offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. It's the Ford 4th of July Cellathon, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end July 8th. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, Bruce is going to do us the honors and flip the prize coin, see if we have a caller or a texter win, and go for it, Bruce. Today we have a caller. Congratulations, Mike in Old Town. You got yourself a full $100 gift card to ECBT. So stoked for you.
Yeah, congratulations, and you're going to love that. Bruce, so awesome. Great to have you. We'll hopefully look forward to having you back.
I can't wait.
But people can see you multiple ways at ECBT. What are your days?
Thursdays and Sundays.
Yeah. You're at ECBT most of the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the mornings I open.
In the mornings. Okay.
Yeah.
You do the early.
I'm a morning guy.
You're the early morning guy.
Yep.
And then, of course, if somebody wants to listen to your podcast, how do we do that?
It drops on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's on Spotify and YouTube, San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast.
And if somebody wants to be guided by you on the lakes?
Yep. Get a hold of me through Facebook, Bruce Smith, or Bass Outdoors, B-A-S Outdoors, Instagram. We're all over. I'm trying to make myself as easy, as accessible as possible. And or you could give me a call at 619-753-0773.
And I love the forward-facing sonar lesson idea.
That's huge. That's a new deal.
I'd like to get Scott out there.
Thanks, Bruce. Hey, thanks to Chris for manning the board and the studio today. Appreciate that very much. And thank you out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does. Tomorrow, Captain Jake and Mike Fries from Primetime Sport Fishing were giving away a beautiful custom rod tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.